How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere you get your favorite app store. Google Play Store, Apple App Store, download it. Once it's down, look for WILK News Radio. That's it. You got us anywhere, anytime, any place. Pure digital bliss. Don't have to worry about it. Works seamlessly with your CarPlay. It's all good. It's 5:11 here, 79 degrees on this Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. Thanks for sticking around for the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here. If you're just joining us, thank you for giving us your time. Listen, a little word of it. Oh, let me get to this first. Ginny from Plains Township said, can you imagine how many lives the police save catching the DUIs and getting them off the road? Thank you, police, for the lives saved. Somebody also said, Rob, if the weather was nicer, those DUI arrests probably would have been doubled. The inclement weather kept a lot of idiots indoors and off the roads, especially some of the motorcycles out there being some of the biggest culprits. I ride motorcycles. I ride cars. It's kind of hard to generalize. I think per capita, I think you would have more in the vehicles. But, I get you. I've had a couple bikes go by me on 81 really trying to kill themselves. But it's a dangerous way to travel. But I wouldn't isolate them like that. And for the first thing I was going to talk about, if you're going to come at me, you know, at least have what sensible information. I get a text message after the last story of Today in History when we were talking about the first woman in space on the Challenger. Basically said that it never made it into space. The Challenger blew up. Okay, well, the incident I was talking about where she became the first woman in space was 1983. The Challenger disaster was in 1986. It did go up multiple times. You know, the Challenger, they were multi-use space shuttles. I believe it was 9 missions. I thought it was over a dozen. But it was 9 missions that the space shuttle had went into space for. So if you're going to come at me, do better. Do better. So with all the rhetoric out there, and the lies of, oh, we need to tone things down. And I say lies because it's just quite that. And I'm going to get into some of them here. But, you know, I did hear today that during the Scranton No Kings rally, you had one of our county commissioners, Bill Gaughan, give a pathetic speech using all the tropes that are out there, Nazis and fascists and all the things out there. And again, this was the day that they said, you know, things should have been turned down because of the tragic targeted assassination in Minnesota. There were also some strange stuff coming out of Minnesota where the victim in that, the former Speaker of the House who was killed, her house was broken into and searched by an unknown entity. You would think that it would be a crime scene and at least have someone in the area sitting outside, but strange occurrence there. But you know, you had that here in our area with one of our local Mad Magazine guy, Alfred E. Newman, talking about how bad the administration is and they're like fascists and Hitler and all the funny things. Well, the White House is also condemning Jim Acosta. Now, this got utterly disgusting. Now, it said he jokes. You don't make jokes like this. The White House condemns Jim Acosta after he jokes about Trump's dead ex-wife. He's just a disgraceful human being. This is what it's come to. Ex-CNN correspondent Jim Acosta joked in an interview posted Monday. So this is after this assassination and attempted assassination in Minnesota, you know, where people are saying, you know, things need to be toned down. We need to be nicer to one another. We need to respect one another more. where he about President Trump's deceased former wife's burial site and called her an example of immigrant doing the jobs Americans don't want to do. Now, this is just abhorrent. Acosta speaking on the No King's Day episode of The Contrarian podcast with Jennifer Rubin, another winner, blasted Trump not only for the ICE raids, but argued he's a hypocrite on the immigration issue because of his immigrant wives, including his late first wife, Ivana. Now, I understand it's hard for Democrats to differentiate between illegal immigrants and legal immigrants, but they do their best to combine the two, and they do that purposefully and realize that. This is Acosta now quoted. Were the ICE raids at the Trump properties? Could somebody call ICE on the Trump golf course in Virginia? You're telling me there's nobody in there that's undocumented or has some kind of squirrelness going on with their paperwork? He asked in a clip flagged by the media. Give me a break. How about immigrants he married? He's got one buried at his golf course in New Jersey. Isn't she buried on the first hole of the second tee or something like that? He asked as Rubin, the left-wing reporter, April Ryan laughed. They're joking about where the man's former wife is buried. But this is right after, you know, the nation is talking about toning things down. And, you know, it's the right that's bringing this rhetoric up and causing this danger. It's their talking points. Immigrants always do the jobs that Americans don't want to do, he joked further. Ivana, who's the mother of the president's three oldest children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, is buried at the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. She died in 2022. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told the media, Jim Acosta is a disgraceful human being. Acosta, who left CNN in January, covered the White House for the network. Now, there's an ongoing dispute. They don't like each other, obviously. But this is just disgraceful. This is just disgusting. You're making fun of where the man's former wife is buried? That's where we're at. And again, the whole conflation of illegal immigrants and legal immigrants. And it like I said, it's done purposefully all the time. Well, they just do the jobs. It's interesting because there was a case just recently, and I featured it on my Facebook, so you could check it out there, where they say, you know, ICE is just simply targeting. They're targeting poor working immigrants at Home Depot. So here's the narrative. ICE is targeting hardworking immigrants at places like Home Depot where they're simply looking to do the jobs Americans won't do. That's the narrative. Well, here's the reality. Border Patrol agents operating in Los Angeles County arrested Juan Diego Huen, an illegal alien from Mexico who was convicted in 2015 for having sex with a minor under 16. He was in prison for 2 years. Border Patrol arrested him at Home Depot in Cerros, California, during a roving patrol. He's also has six previous arrests for illegal entry. So he was arrested and spent time in prison for having sex with a minor under 16. Looking at him, he's about 60 years old. Looking at the picture. Now I'm guessing he could be in his 50s, but he's no less than 50. I posted the picture. You could look at this yourself. So not only was he convicted in 2015 for having sex with a minor under 16, was in prison for 2 years, he's also has six previous arrests for illegal entry. And we should just turn the other way. There are actually people out there that says, well, he served his time to society. He did his time in jail. He should be left alone now. No, he should be escorted out. He shouldn't be here to begin with. The fact he was able to do the crime to begin with, let's not make the same mistake again. And not only that, he's been arrested six times for coming in illegally. Needs to go, and we need to keep them out. But when they talk about, well, you know, there's just hardworking immigrants that are doing the jobs that no one else wants to do at Home Depot, it's just not the case. So I don't care if they arrested 10 or 12 individuals at that Home Depot. Taking this one individual off the streets and out of the country was worth it. And again, I'm sure an agreement could be made that if states and cities would agree to, we will notify ICE on every case where an arrest comes in for another crime, for another crime and honor your detainer in exchange for you not targeting simply just illegal immigrants in our city, in our state. I guarantee you the administration would jump at that. Why don't someone prove me wrong and try it? Because that's exactly what I recommended to them earlier today when I was having a conversation with someone in the Department of Homeland Security. Because that's who you want to target, right? People who are wanted for other crimes and happen to be here illegally. So let's focus on that. But for the narrative of, you know, they're just arresting people out there. But Jim Acosta is just a disgraceful human being. And they laugh when he says it. And this was right at the time where there was assassinations for political reasons. Now, we're not sure exactly why or for what reason. But political reasons are political reasons, be it some nut in Harrisburg going after Governor Josh Shapiro, be it some nut in Minnesota going after the elected officials there, or somebody in Butler, Pennsylvania climbing a roof and trying to shoot a presidential candidate. Doesn't matter. It's violence. And either you're going to call for it to stop and not wink and nod and make jokes about it afterwards, or we're not going to move forward. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show at WILK News Radio 527 here at the station. I'm trying to bring up a story here. This won't work. Hang on. Computers are acting real wonky today, don't you think? I do. Why would you think? It's my problem, not yours. Trying to get it open here. So the Democratic National Committee, the DNC, is in chaos and in desperate need for cash. And this is coming from the New York Times 7 minutes ago. Under its new leader, the Democrat National Committee has been plagued by infighting, dropping big donations, raising alarms for the Democrats. Don't even know if they can keep their lights on for the remainder of the year if things don't pick up. Don't believe me? Go to the New York Times. Read it for yourself. Crazy stuff. Like I said, from months now. There is no leader, no platform, no message. That's your Democrat Party right now. You are in chaos. So maybe instead of pointing fingers and causing names and all the rest of the nonsense you're with, maybe get on the program, because everything you said was the crisis about to happen. It hasn't happened. Everything's doing pretty good. So here's an odd situation. A man charged with texting murder plans to a teen. An 18-year-old man is facing child corruption charges after Plymouth Borough Police said he texted a teenager in an effort to form a plan to commit murder. Riley Young, no address given, was arrested Monday after police say he used a Snapchat application to message a 13-year-old boy in an attempt to formulate a plan to kill people. Police say that there's no threat to the public, nor did Young have any apparent means to carry out the threats. Young is charged with criminal use of a communication facility and corruption of a minor. He's being held at Luzerne County Correctional Facility with a bail set at $25,000, police said. One of the reasons I bring this story to you is because we talk about this often here. Here's an 18-year-old young man Snapchatting a 13-year-old boy about formulating plans to kill people. This is a local individual, too. This is not someone on the far, far reaches of the internet. This is someone here in our backyard reaching out to teens here in our backyard. A 13-year-old boy, barely a teen. You need to be involved with your kid's social media platform. If your kid has a phone and they are under 16, and you do not have access to every single login and password to every platform on their phone, you need to change that. And between 16 and 18, there needs to be some sort of balancing act. You still need to do those checks. Listen, if you're paying the bills, if you are supplying that phone, unless they are buying their own phone, working and paying for everything themselves, and even then they're living under your roof, you need to be able to do spot checks. But at that point, 16 to 18, and say, hey, listen, I'm here to protect you. There may be things in there that I'm not going to like, and I promise you I'll do my best not to overreact to those things. but I need to protect you as long as you're in my house, as long as I'm paying for these platforms. And you need to do that. And you need to be able to sit down with your child and say, okay, open this up. Let me see what's in there. If there's something that they think is sensitive or too personal, let them explain to you why. Well, listen, I was talking a little raunchy with my girlfriends, or I was, you know, whatever. All right, is there anything inappropriate? Is there anything that crosses a line? Is there anything that may institute a crime? You remember, you're talking to me right now in a private setting. Is there anything in there that's, you know, unacceptable? And let them justify to you why you shouldn't be able to see that. And that's between you and your kids, between the ages of 16 and 18. After the age of 18, well, they're technically adults. Even if you're still paying for the devices, hopefully by that time, you've instilled in them enough common sense to not make poor decisions. But under the age of 16, you have access to everything. And if the earlier you start that, when you hand them a cell phone and say, this cell phone opens the world up to you, and I'm going to monitor it, if you start it from the start, and that's the agreement for you having this. And if you ever push back on that, you will not have this. And this is.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is a prime example of that. He was an 18-year-old contacting a 13-year-old boy to formulate a plan to kill people here in our backyard. Thankfully, law enforcement are on it, and it's being dealt with. But there are thousands, just in our area here, of these conversations similar to this, be it for drugs, be it for sexual activity, be it for preying on people, each and every day. I promise you, that's thousands here in our area alone. If your child has a phone, they have been a target of something similar. Maybe not a death plan, but something that you want to be aware of. It's just a fact. So make sure you're involved in monitoring that. Make sure they know from an early age that this is going to be the way it is. And if they don't like it, they don't need a cell phone. If they don't like it, they won't have access to these things. If you do not have the technology capability, the technical capability to limit your Wi-Fi in your house or be able to restrict it or see what sites are being logged onto, reach out to someone that can help you. There are plenty of your friends out there who have kids or adults in the tech community that can help. And I'm sure they would. It's 5:33 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Old Glory now waves proudly over the south lawn of the White House with the new flagpole installed and the flag currently displayed. So check it out. It looks pretty good. Pretty good there. Let's go to the phone now. We have Rich from Laughlin. Rich.
How are you doing, Rob? Thank you.
Good.
Just a side note, Nancy Pelosi has a way to increase money for the Democrats. She's taking five people at a time and teaching them insider trading, okay? Hey, she's worth $50 million, Schumer's worth $80 million. How did that happen, okay? It does look like politics pays. I just wanted to ask this. You said you were once, before NYPD, you were on the rail police, am I correct?
New York City Transit Police, correct.
Oh, transit, yeah. This is beyond our time, and not a fair question, but I saw the History Channel a few days ago. Franklin Roosevelt had a special rail car. It brought him into New York. It was an armored car, and not too many switchmen supposedly knew about it and everything. And they would park in a secluded area that only, like I said, a few knew. And they would get him up. You know, he's from New York, and he liked going back there. But he was cognizant of his handicap, and he didn't want people to see him, per se, or run into people a lot until he was ready. So they would get him up into the subway system and take him where they had to go, to the hotels. Was there any remnants, or did any of the older guys talk about that during your time?
There are plenty of things like that. I know exactly what you're talking about. Actually, that car has been restored is on display. You could take a guided tour of that very car.
It's New York City, then?
No, yeah. It's at it's called One Fernandad Magellan is the name of that car. It was U.S. car number one, and it's on display at the Gold Coast Railroad Museum. And you could take a guided tour. Actually, CBS Evening News on April of 2025 did a story about it.
Oh, I missed it. Yeah.
So if you just look up if you can get on the internet, CBS Evening News Inside Franklin Roosevelt's Personal Rail Car. They did a whole special on it.
Wow, that's something. Yeah, they talked about it on the History Channel, but that was a while back, and I always wondered about it, and I figured you were the guy to ask.
Well, New York City has some great places like that. You know, I was able to walk some of the underground tunnels during my time as a New York City Transit Police officer. There's actually an old, unused rail station right under City Hall in New York City, and it's got marble floors and crystal chandeliers and everything like that. It's really an extraordinary piece of artwork.
I'm going to have to get my toolbox and go down to New York, I think, Rob. Listen, have a good vacation, and thanks for all the information you give us.
I appreciate it, Rich. You have a great weekend, too, my friend. It's 5:42 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, foggy with some showers and downpours, a low of 68. Some dense fog in areas, so be careful tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny with some showers and storms in the afternoon, high of 85. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with some isolated showers, high of 82. Saturday, mostly sunny with isolated storm, high of 87. Sunday, mostly sunny and hot with an isolated storm, high of 91. It is currently 81 degrees. It's gone up a couple degrees since we started the show, so I guess that warm front's coming in. 81 degrees here at 5:43 at your official weather station, WILK. Time for the NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Big Brothers Big Sisters Wine Festival. Get two tickets for $40 or one ticket for $20, half price. 2024 Rhythm and Wine Festival is Saturday, August 23rd at Moonlight Drive-In in West Wyoming. Live entertainment from M80 Trio. New craft vendors, 12 wineries, breweries, meaderies, and distilleries, plus a wide variety of food. New this year, the Duncan Community Cruiser. 100% of the proceeds benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters of NEPA. Great organization there. Visit GetMyPerks.com for all the details. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 5:47 here, 81 degrees. So at the start of the show today, we had breaking news that there was a verdict in the Karen Reed. That's the Boston She was accused of murdering her police boyfriend. I think it was boyfriend. I don't think they were married. And then it was a hung trial before that. And, well, the verdict came in that she's not guilty on second-degree murder and manslaughter. Now, she was guilty of operating under the influence, operating a vehicle. I don't know what the difference is for DUI and OUI, but that's what she was charged with. So let me go to the phone now. We have Joe from Huntington Mills. Joe.
Hi, how are you, Rob?
Good.
A question from your professionalism on being a police officer. Being that she's, I watched the trial. My wife and I were like hooked on it. Anyway, being that she was proven innocent, okay? Now, it was quite obvious that she was, I mean, just, if I was a juror, there's no way I would have been able to, I don't know if you followed it that well. But they just didn't have everything in a row. And you know, even if, I don't think, even if she did do it, they didn't have enough to convict her. But bottom line is, the way it looked and the way they set it up, she didn't do it. Okay, now, my question to you is, was ever a case that, like, they went after her, let's just say, like, O.J. Simpson, and being that, I won't even say the Simpson trial, but a trial that they proved him innocent, and here they have, do they have to go, or maybe the feds will stick in and go after those, the cops that did look kind of like shady?
Well, yeah. I mean, as far as double jeopardy goes, I mean, she had a hung trial, and now she was acquitted.
Right.
She was found not guilty, so she cannot be charged for these crimes. As far as any crimes that may have come to light during this trial, yeah, any attorney general, feds, or even herself in civil court can take action against them if they think there's enough evidence that will hold up a conviction. So, yeah, it's very common that information that comes out during a court case could be used for further, unless there was an agreement for immunity or some kind of agreement for them to testify. Other than that, you know, especially since it was the prosecution, the state that was actually bringing the case, they may have granted some sort of deal to witnesses to say what happened. But if there is no deal in place, if they admitted to some sort of crime, or if there's evidence of a crime, it could definitely be followed up with.
It just seems fishy that the dog was, who gets rid of a dog after 9 years, and then they moved, and then like the chief moved. It just didn't add up. Honestly, there was questions everywhere.
Yeah.
And even the officer, the statey that was originally taken off the case and fired, and then he even said something in the case, something stinks in here. And it was just like something you see on like L.A. Law or something, you know?
Yeah, I would be very surprised if Karen Reed doesn't bring civil cases against a lot of the individuals here. That made accusations and such. It's going to be interesting.
Right.
I would imagine there's going to be a book. I would imagine there might be a mini series involved with this. I mean, there's going to be a lot more to this case now that it's said and done.
But my question to you is, how often will the feds step in and say, hey, something doesn't look right here?
Well, it's most likely not going to be the feds. It'll be the local district attorney that does it, if they have the stomach to do it, if there's no agreements in place. But if there was evidence that other crimes were committed, they will have to investigate such. And if there's evidence of a crime, they might have to bring it to a grand jury.
I got you. Thank you for your opinion on that.
No problem. I appreciate you checking in, Joe.
You have a good night.
You too. And I'm sure that'll be looked at, because now that there is a not guilty verdict, do they accuse people of lying? Is there evidence of alleged as far as them, some sort of cover up or some sort of conspiracy to frame Karen Reed? There's going to be more to this. I didn't follow this story at all. I didn't follow the case at all. So I'm just talking peripherally on the whole thing, but during any trial, if other crimes come to light, and unless there's some sort of immunity agreement, yeah, you're open game from both the state and feds. So we'll see where that goes. Listen, I'm not a big fan of basketball. Jake, are you a fan of basketball at all? Not really. Might want to get your headphones on for this. Men's basketball, or especially women's basketball, not because they're women, not because I just don't like basketball. The last time I really even watched basketball, we're talking Patrick Ewing and
the Jordan days.
Jordan days.
Yeah.
Even he escaped me. That's how much I watched it. That was probably the last games I watched during those playoffs when it was the, you know, New York Knicks and the Bulls. But I'm starting to become a fan of Caitlin Clark. You know, I liked her in college. I think last year, you know, her rookie season, she was undersized for the WNBA. You know, she took a lot of abuse. And I think she said, you know, I'm just going to take it. But in the offseason, she's put on some muscle. She's a lot bigger. She's a lot stronger. She's a hell of a lot better. She's basically wiping the floor with anyone she goes against. But she's not taking the crap anymore. But even that said, these things are getting out of hand, and the targeting of her is getting outrageous. And the referees, there is no way the three of them should have simply got fouled. That last hit, you know, the poke in the eye and the pushing the first set, but where the other teammate came in and basically body slammed her with a hip check, that she should have been ejected. And if that would have happened, you wouldn't have had the scuffle at the end of that that had nothing to do with Caitlin Clark. It was just the teams. Jake's catching up on it.
Yeah, definitely catching up on it. And that's the thing is, it seems like Caitlin Clark, as successful as she was in college, and obviously the coverage that she's gotten for her talent, and it's I think that there's a jealousy factor in the WNBA, Rob. I mean, really, I was going to say, I know not a lot of people really pay attention to the league to begin with, but I think that it's hard for that league to generate really any attention, and honestly, no one has brought more attention to it than Caitlin Clark has over the past year and a half or so, and I think that that's pretty much what it's a product of, is just the exposure that she's brought to the league and to the sport, because again, I don't think anyone is even going to come close to that. So.
But the attention that she's bringing them, I mean, she's single-handedly brought thousands, if not tens of thousands, of fans to the sport.
Who else can say that?
Yeah, and listen, there are equal. I don't know about equally, but there are many talented women in college, in professional basketball. Mm-hmm. But you can't deny, I mean, she's sinking these shots that are just incredible.
And it is.
Just keep going. But the more I watch, the more I'm becoming a fan.
Oh, for sure.
So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be good to see. And it's good to see her teammates rally around her and start defending her more. But she's doing it herself, too. She's not taking the crap anymore.
That's what I like about her.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some news for you.
All right.
So yesterday when we were talking about Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, here we go.
101 miles per hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone.
Arrested or a ticket?
Ticket.
All right.
Yeah.
So obviously, he's giving every reason for whatever team's looking at him
I
to say, you know.
Him to begin with.
Yeah. Whatever team is like, yeah, you know, you don't have a future here.
So he was ticketed in a Cleveland suburb of Strongsville. It was around 12:24 in the morning. Fox 8 was the first to report it. He received the citation, 101 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. And it says Sanders can either pay or fine or contest it in court. And, yeah, I mean, honestly, it's – and the thing is, so they got four quarterbacks, well, actually five. We know about all of the legal drama there is with Deshaun Watson. So you got Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and Dylan Gabriel. And here they're talking about either Kenny or Dylan Gabriel. That's probably the one that will get traded once it's all said and done. So,
well, he keeps this up. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I got some news for you before we, you know, go to break and end the show. You know, I'm going to be gone this weekend, right?
Yes.
I just found out that I am going to be driving in a 1936 Ford Phantom on Saturday.
Oh, man.
Yep. That's going to be me. A 1936 Ford Phantom. So going to be good to go. We'll get some plenty pictures posted on the social media. So it's coming up on, it's 5:57 here. We'll be back to close out the show. Well, that's it for the show today. I got a text message. Sweet, my pops has a 36 Ford Club Cabriolet. Great, great times. I appreciate you checking in. And look out for the photos this weekend. I'll be gone till Monday. But until then, God bless. Be safe. Have a great weekend.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.